be all right. You'll be all right.
One, two. Ah!
So no head.
Firmly grasp it.
Just tell the people.
All right, welcome back to Firmly Cast It. This is episode 2 for the 5th time.
It's taken how many months? We filmed a lot and never really do anything with them.
Yeah.
It's probably, honestly, all my fault, but...
No. We just make shitty podcasts.
And we're not good at this, that's all.
And we don't fucking post them.
Clearly, so it's pretty obvious, though, that Hitler was the worst human being of all time, right? Is he the worst ever? Worst to ever in human history. Is he the worst human ever?
Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. He's like a different tier, man.
He has to be, right? Like, he has to be.
Who's giving him a run for his money?
Benito Mussolini, maybe.
Now he's whack.
Maybe.
He ain't shit.
But, like, he don't got shit on Hitler.
No, no, no. I thought about that on the way here, literally, like, 20 minutes ago. And I was like,
yeah.
Dude, like, he... You can't get arrested at that level. You're dying. Like,
yeah.
You're that fucked up that you're just dying. Don't bite your tongue, it's fine.
The only person I can think of that would come close.
You imagine having that title though?
What? Like,
undisputed worst human being of all time. Like, that's fucking
like
that's something.
I think that of myself and then you said that.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I'm the worst human being of all time.
I don't think I'm, well, yeah, I'm pretty, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty shitty.
Yeah, but.
But the only person.
We're not even in the same stratosphere as those dudes.
Oh, no chance. The only person I can think of that is somewhat close, and I still think Hitler wins by a fucking landslide.
Stalin, maybe?
No. Osama bin Laden.
Damn, maybe, yeah.
Or Saddam Hussein. Those are the only two I can think of that are maybe.
Were they trying to like create a certain fucking race, kind of how Hitler was, though?
No, but they just killed whoever the fuck they wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think they come close to Hitler.
No, not at all.
No.
That dude is. Because I was talking to somebody about it yesterday.
That dude is racist.
Oh, dude, he has all the things you don't want to be. And this is a great way to get canceled, so dude, I'm excited. My plan is just to get canceled.
But. Mustache?
No, it's not that good. It's unique, but I don't think it's that sick.
I mean, unique is pretty sick, dude.
Yeah, but it's like...
How often do you see somebody with a unique mustache?
If they're, like, crazy and elaborate, like, you see those ones where it's, like, fucking curled out the ass, and it's, like, got glue in it, and it's, like, an art fucking form, basically. Now you can see that a lot, but, yeah, he does have a fucking...
They're not unique, though.
No, he does have a... So he's got two titles. He's got that mustache and undisputed worst human being of all time. Adolf Hitler.
What a guy.
No. Oh, my God.
What a guy.
Because I was talking to one of my buddies who wants to be on the show. He's like, yeah, ask me any fact from World War II. I was like... Or he's like, ask me about anything in this time frame of, like, World War I to, I think, like... He said, I can't remember what year he said, but it was way after World War II. And I was like, all right, modern medicine. And then somehow he got in the conversation of, like, the two doctors that fucking started the Holocaust.
Jesus.
I was like, how did we get to there? I just wanted, like you know, surgeries and shit like that. And then he goes straight to Hitler's fucking number one and two homeboys. But, no, it's like there's a big conspiracy theory if Hitler actually died in Germany. Or if, like, he was kidnapped ran away.
Or if he's still alive or what.
Yeah, he could be out there, man. I don't know. I don't think it's bad to hit. I mean, if anything, we're just hating on Hitler. Worst dude ever.
Yeah.
It's not fair, though, there's not a clear best dude ever. Maybe Jesus, but, you know, was he real, though?
That's a good debate, honestly.
Yeah. Like, who's the undisputed best person of all time in human history?
Me, personally, undisputed.
Kanye West.
I mean, there's a lot.
Mr. Rogers?
I was going to say fucking the replacement for fucking Steve on Blue's Clues.
Oh, Joe or whatever his name was?
Yeah, I love that guy.
Dude, he didn't get the fame he deserved.
No, he was great.
He comes in. What did Steve do? Didn't he, like, show his dick or something? He pissing in public or like in a park or something. I didn't know what he actually did.
I mean, he might have, but he was a child predator.
I didn't know that. Well, that's fucked.
But his replacement, I love that guy.
Steve from Blue's Clues. Oh, shit. What? Steve from Blue's Clues. What happened? Steve Burns. He looks fucking creepy, dude.
Oh, yeah. He's disgusting.
It's like Steve Burns finally confirms why he left Blue's Clues. Like, it's not... I don't think you left. I think you were fired. Yeah,
you got fucking kicked out. Can you imagine getting fired from Blue's Clues?
What a conversation that is. This is really what happened in all caps. At the height of the show's popularity in 2002. Rumors immediately began to swirl that Burns died of a drug overdose, was a drug addict, or was killed in a car crash. And then he appeared on a special. People thought he was dead.
Wait, what? So he didn't, like, touch any little girls or anything?
He revealed that one of the main reasons he left the show was because he was going bald and he didn't want that to happen on national television in front of his young fans.
Wait, so he's okay?
I don't know. I always thought he did something bad.
Me too. I thought he was like Jared from Subway.
I don't know.
I literally thought he was a fucking child
I always thought
molester.
He did something. I didn't know anything about that, but I thought he did something bad.
To where me, got, no, me too. Wow.
I don't know.
All right.
More respect. I didn't do my homework.
More respect.
Yeah,
for
sorry
Steve.
Sorry we fucking criticized you, Steve.
I'm sorry you had a drug addiction.
I'm not gonna entirely just let him free though, because if you know he did touch little people and fucking
little people.
If he did touch little kids and I am going, you know what, Steve, you're good. And I didn't know that it's bad for me.
Yeah.
So
but
fuck his, you, Steve.
But his replacement loved him.
Oh, Joe was fire.
Was that his name? Joe?
I think so.
I love Joe.
Yeah, it was Joe. His name was Donovan.
His real name was Donovan.
I'm not shitting you.
He just looks like a friendly guy.
Where is my cursor? There we go.
He just looks like he means well.
That's
yeah,
Joe. Oh, and then there's a third guy. I forgot about him.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah, there was a third dude.
Jackie Chan?
Is he going to tell me who the other person was? I don't know.
I don't know. I think Steve got...
Yeah, see, why is it putting periods in there? I'm just hitting space.
I think Steve got...
Joshua. I don't know what his name...
Joshua De La Cruz.
I don't know what his name is on there, though. I'm sure he's fired, too. He totally does heroin.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. With all the Blue School.
Damn, he's kind of a man rocket.
Yeah. No, he's a pretty boy. Did you watch the UFC fights last night?
Mm-hmm. 5-4.
No, but go ahead.
You know Derek Lewis, right?
Big oh, dig, the homie, yeah.
Big dig.
My
Derek
balls was
Lewis.
Out, yeah. Or you just shit on somebody last night or something?
He killed Curtis Blaydes.
No idea who that is.
He killed him. So.
Like he's legit dead? Has that ever happened in UFC? Has anyone died?
I don't think so.
Anyone just got their shit caved in and died?
I don't think so. Boxing, yes, but not UFC. Which is crazy because UFC, you literally choke someone until they fucking die.
Ah, no, I looked it up. No UFC fighters have ever died.
Yeah.
Former U.S. heavyweight Tim Haig, who recently and tragically died after injuries sustained from pro boxing, but that's the closest thing.
No, but Derek Lewis, literally, he was the underdog.
Was it fast?
It was second round, and Curtis Blaydes just went for a takedown. And, oh, my God. He literally punched the fuck out of him. Right.
Razor Blade!
So this guy was supposed to kick his shit in?
That guy, yeah. That's Derek. That's my boy Derek.
Dude, he's the man.
The Black Beast. The Black Beast.
The man. It's weird that it's all backwards. He knock him out? I know you said
so
he's dead,
bad.
But...
It doesn't matter how big you are.
Like, was he kicking his ass or just one?
No, Curtis Blaze was kicking his ass.
Oh, and he just got one good.
Yep.
For anyone who's listening to the show,
I want
the live video right here.
I want so much money off this shit.
Did you really?
I like $500.
What?
Yeah. I won $500.
I thought you said $5 million. I was like, no, you did not.
No, no.
Good God. Kept going, too. Jeez. Where does he get him, though?
Right there when he ducks down.
Oh, wow. Dude, he's so fucking weird.
He's so fucking
But he's
crazy.
So funny.
We love Derek Lewis.
Curry shoots in from a distance. On the chin. That was
right there. He's dead.
Yeah, buttoned him. Just tattooed him.
And another knockout. Derek Lewis with the trademark celebration after the trademark finish.
What a guy.
Don't forget to crash that likey.
What a guy.
Oh, that made me think of something. Fuck. I don't remember.
Oh,
okay. Betting stuff. I've been betting on hockey lately.
Oh, me too.
It's fucking riveting.
It's hard, though.
Hockey's tough.
I think it's the hardest sport to bet on.
What do you bet on this, aside from who wins?
In UFC?
Yeah.
Oh, you can bet.
How many rounds and stuff like that, maybe?
Yeah, you can bet, like, knockout, submission, or decision. You can bet when the decision happens. Like, when,
oh, okay.
When they get knocked out, like, dude.
So those probably have a lot of money on them, the when you get knocked out kind of thing, because that has to not only just happen, but at a certain time, too.
Yep.
Fuck. Probably get you rich.
Oh, easy.
I want to bet on stupid shit when the Olympics happen. I want to bet on curling so bad.
Oh, me too.
I'm ready. I'm going to, like, for a month before, I'm going to study everybody. Like, the fucking top five teams, I'm going to study who's on them.
Yep.
And I'm going to learn. I saw Biggie or whatever at Ty's rink the other day.
Oh.
Or, like, last week.
What the fuck was he doing there?
I think he lives in that little area, that neighborhood.
He wasn't skating, was he?
No.
Oh.
Good God, no.
He break the whole fucking pond.
Honestly, yeah. But we just literally talked about Modern Warfare 2 for like 35 minutes.
What a guy.
Yeah. But I could probably go like 20 seconds in. One of my buddies at work showed me this. They were just talking in Indian accents in Warzone. Okay. And I was so fucking confused. But so Samir is on the right side. And this is like some weird like derby racing.
Okay.
But it's like a one of the, what do you call them? Like the practice runs.
Yep.
Like, what are they called? Fuck. Not trials. Something like that.
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of what they're
called. Yeah, where you got to basically like learn. They like, I think they're, because the dude on the left, I don't know his name, but he is giving all the like comms on this notebook to fucking Samir to drive.
Called like qualifiers?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
something like that.
Qualifies like what position you get put in or whatever. Yeah, but dude, this shit is hilarious.
50 downhill, triple caution. Triple caution, stay center. Triple caution.
But Samir center. On the rail just be like, shut up. Don't tell me what to do.
Concentrate, Sammy, please. Medium left, long, long, long.
And he's
long,
just all over the track.
Left,
it's so bad.
Left,
medium left.
Medium left, nice and easy. Turn. Throttle. Fast, medium left, long, long. In, in, in. Medium right, concentrate.
So that one,
listen to my comms.
I made it into a soundbite.
Listen to my comms.
So now you're going to hear me saying that in Warzone all the time.
Medium left into sharp left. You're not concentrating, Sammy. You have listen to my comms. Sammy, you have to listen, Sammy. Otherwise, it is not working, Sammy. Seriously, you are watching and driving. You have to be easy, Sammy. Otherwise, we won't win it. Into double caution, jump. Double caution, jump! No, stay on road! Sammy, please! Sammy,
dude,
Sammy.
The comments are hilarious, too.
Medium right, listen to the call! Sammy, please listen to the call!
There's one where they just go completely off the road.
Sammy, you have to stay on road, Sammy, otherwise car will break down. Sammy, Sammy, you will wreck the car. We will not finish. You have to stay on road, Sammy,
okay,
please.
Okay, okay.
Oh, fuck. Sammy, what are you doing, man? Sammy, can you please concentrate? Please, I beg you. We are wrecking the car.
Oh,
This one right here, yeah, just completely
Sonny,
off the road.
Sonny, you are wrecking the car.
You are breaking the car.
What are you doing, my friend?
What are you doing, my friend?
I thought I made a soundbite of that. I think I made a soundbite of that one, too. Did
That's
I not put it on here?
Fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah, I didn't put it on yet. I have it, like, on my computer, though. But, dude.
You are wrecking the car.
You are breaking the car.
That's so funny.
Wow, that's a nice package.
That's the only ones I
have. That's stupid.
But, yeah, because so like they were just saying all shit like that in the when we were playing Warzone.
That's so fucking funny.
We've been playing a lot of Warzone lately.
I have never played Warzone.
Well, there's like a mini one called Resurgence, and what you do is you if you die, as long as one person's alive, you still all come back.
Kenny was telling me,
about that. We won like 12 times.
Yeah, like, is it worth me? Worth it for me to download it, or...
You don't have it at all?
I don't have Warzone, though.
I thought you did once.
I did, at some point. Mm. And then I got...
Ty's even into it now.
I had it on my old Xbox, then I got the new one.
Oh, yeah. Ty, we played one with me, Corey, and Ty, and the second try we won. And I just remember to myself, I was like, we have to win this, otherwise Ty's going to get uninterested and never play again.
Yep.
And we did win, and now he's playing it, like, every fucking day. So... That kid very reliant
on
winning.
You win. Yeah.
Yeah. Then he'll be down.
No, me either.
You got a little too drunk, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking hammered.
What was your cousin's birthday party or something?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He turned 11 today.
And you're getting ripped at an 11-year-old's birthday party?
His dad, my uncle,
yeah,
is... I don't even know what to say.
What do you mean?
He just, he's the guy, he's like, yeah, beer. And then you're like halfway done with the beer. He's like, beer.
Oh, he just got another one ready?
He's
a shot guy?
And then you're like a quarter done with it, he's like, beer.
Liquor people are the ones that scare me.
Yeah.
Who can just take down a bunch of liquor like it's nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Those people scare me.
Those are the psychopaths.
Yeah, those are Kenneth. We should call him. I asked Courtney what she was doing because I was going to call her too, but...
Let's call Tiffany.
She ignored me.
Ooh. You hear that?
Yeah, I dropped my phone.
Oh, you can get it. Get it. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
You get real horny when you're drunk, huh?
My dick is so soft.
All right, let's see if Courtney responded to me. Nope, didn't even open it. Used to that.
Perfect.
Do you know the trick to, like... Read snaps without actually opening them?
Yes.
Fucking clutch.
It's gold.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Hello?
You got anything over there, or am I going to have to quarterback this? I can if I need to.
Yeah, you're going to Patrick Mahomes the whole fucking thing.
Jesus.
Whoa. Wait, let me think for a second. Okay. All of my shit, anything I think about, involves geography, fucking... physics and stuff.
Spit it out, man.
Okay. All right. So.
Spit it out, man. Oh, my God.
Hold on. I'm thinking how to put this into words. Would you fuck a beluga whale?
A beluga whale?
Yeah.
Like the... what am I thinking of? They got the little... I'm thinking of a narwhal or whatever.
Yep.
Is that the same thing?
Nope.
How are they different? One's got a horn, one doesn't?
Basically. Okay. One's white as hell. Super white. Fleshy. You could squeeze it.
Which one is that?
The beluga. The one I'm asking you about.
Ah, man.
Do you want me to pull up a picture of it?
No, I mean, I can.
Yep. Beluga whale. They look soft.
Ah, man, I don't know. It's it looks too much like... Like a creature from like an alien movie.
But look.
That doesn't look cute to me at all. That looks slimy.
I don't care if it looks cute to you. Would you fuck it?
No. I don't care about the whole bestiality frowned upon thing. But like, that's not attractive to me in any way, shape, or form. I look at that thing and it just looks like a fucking... It looks like a... Dude, you're telling me that doesn't look like a creature out of Alien, like an Alien movie?
Okay, that thing's not
that
real.
That is hideous, dude. It just looks like a fucking, I don't even know, it's like a cotton ball on a slimy piece of chicken that's not cooked yet.
Oh
It looks like a raw chicken breast. But gray.
They can do fucking echolocation though. Does that change
anything? No, not at all. It changes nothing for me. I don't even care if he uses more percentage of his brain than I do. All right.
That's fine.
Yeah, no. Bestiality aside, I'm still not a fan of the beluga. You don't watch Letterkenny, do you? Is the episode
absolutely
the episode where the ostrich fucker one? Where it's like they fuck ostriches, or I don't remember what the joke is, but allegedly.
The fart fucking episode.
Fart book, yeah.
Fart book, yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck's the girl's name in that?
I like how you tell me that your topics are geography and physics, and then you ask me to fuck a beluga whale. It has nothing to do with either one of those. That's insane. That's the two hardest asking me that question. That was, yeah.
Yep, that was about it.
That's all that was up there? Yeah, we should call Kenneth now.
I'm down.
I don't want to FaceTime, though, because I don't think that comes through here.
Little fucko boingo!
Are your balls clean?
They are, yeah. I just scrubbed them pretty good. Pretty decently. Not too hard, though.
What's the method you use? Do you like a little pool in your hand and dip them in there? Are you like one ball at a time?
No loop. I just get right down to business, get in there.
What do you mean?
You gotta be firm, but not too firm.
You say no lube?
No loofah.
A loofah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you need a loofah. No.
Yeah,
No loofah.
Although it probably feel really good, though, the loofah your ball. Dude, I'm about to do that next time.
I loofah my balls never thought of all this? The time.
I don't know. It just seems like too much scratching.
I mean...
It's not that bad.
I don't want to scrub my balls. I want to just massage them, you know?
I mean, you got to get them clean. You got to scrub.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to fucking bring a cheese grater across them.
Yeah, you absolutely do. You have to bring it.
Yo, I just cannot.
Dude, if you don't take a fucking layer of skin off your ball sack, it's not clean.
Have you ever seen, like, the images of, like, it's like a diagram of a body, and it's like certain spots require soap and certain don't. Like, clearly your balls and your pits probably require soap. But
yeah.
Does your elbow? No.
No.
You can just get that with water. You're fine.
Yeah. I mean,
are you soaping every inch of your body, or are you just soaping the important parts?
Does your elbow even sweat?
I'm sure. No, probably not.
Sweat runs down it, though. Like, I don't know.
It's immersed in sweat, but does it create sweat? I don't know.
Right. No, I don't think it does.
My elbow's ashy.
Maybe if there's sweat glands there, are there, I don't know if there's sweat glands there or not.
I've never had that problem ever. Maybe around like my ankles or my my heel, but that's about it.
Your heel is ashy?
Just my
like kind of like the back of it?
Ago.
Like the ball of your foot kind of the back there?
Oh, I've never had that.
Yeah, I'll do my fucking dead skin on my toes all the time. Fucking crazy. Always peeling.
I just switched my soap.
Are you, did you fall for the Dr. Squatch Snapchat ads?
No, I've been using, I always use Old Spice like all the time because it smells really good, but it dries my skin out. I get like really flaky skin with it. Uh-huh. For the past 2 days, I've been using Dove, like female Dove.
Ooh, Men Care Plus?
No, females, like straight for females, man.
Wow.
Oh.
My shit is smooth, baby.
You got the smoothest knees in the league, baby.
Why does there have to be a standard for that, dude? Like, men should be able to use one.
I'm pretty sure I was in like a marketing class or something, and it's like men's and women's products. I mean, aside from like some particular things like soap, are not really that different. They're just marketed so they can make money in two different areas.
Women don't generally smell worse than men, but men generally smell worse than women. Because we use male cleaning products, right?
I don't know, dude. I've been around some women that smell bad.
Some
stank ass titties.
But you're saying the majority of men smell worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Our balls smell.
Oh, big time. It's impossible to have those not sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fucking tragedy.
Dude, it's just,
it's like that area
it's enclosed.
Right in between
there's
your balls and your
no airflow.
Thigh, like right
yeah,
in there.
We should make underwear that has like little holes and vents in them so it's like more airflow for your fucking balls. And then we'll just say it makes you sweat less, but do we really have to prove it? No.
I mean, that's genius, but
It's just a placebo.
I don't
effect.
Think it's gonna help.
Little hole there.
I don't. It doesn't have to help you. It just has to fool you into buying the fucking product.
Correct. Yeah, we'll be rich.
I don't care if there's actual results. I don't want people to have a better life.
Yeah, it's an air conditioning.
Wait, what? Air? What?
Yeah, it's just a placebo, man. You put little holes in the underwear, and they think that it's working, but it ain't doing shit.
Oh, kind of like a, we could do like a little Reebok like pump effect too, where you pump like a little freshener in there too. It's like a little pod on the side, and it doesn't do anything, but.
Wow.
This is all off the top of the dome, too.
Damn.
Like Tiffany's going to steal the idea. Huh?
It just smells like with a mask of, like, cologne or something.
It just smells like straight, like... Like, what are the... Oh, man. What are, like, the smells that just, like, turn women on? Was it, like, a newborn baby smell or some shit?
Yeah.
That. Inside of a car smell.
Oh, new car smell.
New car smell, new shoe smell.
Do you guys remember the show Mancers?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was one that said, like, if you jerk off before you go out and see a woman, then, like, I don't know, she's, like, more drawn to you or something that she can, like, tell or, like, she, like I don't know. It was weird how they said it. Like, you're more masculine or some shit.
Give off,
or
they could, like a sense, weird odor.
They could sense, that you just beat one out or something. I don't know. It was weird.
She so can well, smell your cum.
Well, can
yeah.
Yeah, it's just the what? Residue inside the hole.
She can smell your sperm count.
Holy, like, holy shit, he's got a lot today. He must have just released a big old load.
Goddamn horse cock over here.
I can smell your goo.
I don't... Do girls really care about dick size?
I think so.
Really?
I think there's a pocket, like a window you gotta be in that's just normal. Yeah, if you're too small, it's a problem. If you're too big, it's a problem.
Right.
You gotta be in that pocket, I think.
Yeah. I think you gotta
be... I'm beginning to think that 6 inches is kind of perfect. Not too big or too small. It's just right up in there, man.
Are you trying to tell us that you have six and you're just saying like six? I think six is the ideal number. It's what I got, so it must be right.
I think I'm perfect.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember like if, when I've fucking like measured my dick, but.
You know how many times I've been asked that from like female friends? They'll be like, do you guys like know each other's dick sizes? I'm like, no, I don't even know mine.
I want to.
I mean, yeah, maybe back in like eighth grade.
Like, I don't know if I'll be able to continue life after knowing I fucking pulled out the ruler measuring tape and figured that out.
I feel like
I'm
like 5.1.
I just don't want to know that I did that. Yeah. That'll taint the rest of my life.
Yep. Also, like, where do you measure from? Where do you start?
Base the tip.
But like you can push down and.
You can probably like right against like the lower bladder, like right where it just turns into from like bladder to cock.
Well, I was thinking the side part though, like you're doing it not on top, like on the side.
Oh, I don't know. I would just think you would measure what like only what's penetrating, I guess, right? Because that's all that counts.
You guys know, like,
what do you mean? You don't put the entire thing in all the time? I do.
Oh yeah, but you can't measure down like. Oh, you're talking about. So not like on the top, you measure it on the side.
Yeah, like physically on the side, yeah.
Okay.
So let's say it's like an actual like a rectangle that's got four fucking sides. You measure just one of the sides, you know what I mean? Not a cylinder.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
Like the right or left side.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
We could compare. I'm down.
But like
All right. Everyone bust out the iPhone 11 and compare it to size.
Yeah, the measure app.
I've got a Philips TV remote right here. I'm not sure the exact diameter, but
yeah, it's not as sad if you have something that's nearly the same size and you just measure that object instead of you.
No, this one's way bigger, dude. This would make my shit look like a peanut.
Fuck, dude. I'm about to call you just every episode. It just works better with the three of us.
Yep.
Ben and I were doing fine, but this just elevated.
Yeah, it's way better.
Just move back.
Oh my god, dude. I just ordered a package today, man. And I got it. And that's all. That's it. No more details.
You
it came
you
through.
Say something?
You can, like, feel your...
Put it in medical terms.
Uh-huh.
Your...
Go on.
Your penis.
Your schlong.
You can say penis.
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 Medical terms.
It is longer than it
than the vagina?
Extrudes.
Than the vagina can
it,
go
it,
in?
No. Then it extrudes. Like, you can feel, like, how long your penis is. Like, it goes back inside your body.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you got, like, an extra 6 inches. Yeah.
Well,
like,
I did see a...
Like,
can
it blast out?
I don't know, because I saw a TikTok that said, why can women get, like, breast, you know, implants or enhancements, but we can't get dick enhancements yet? You know, like, why can't we just go in surgery and get a bigger dick? I mean, sure, you can already,
That's
but...
a great question.
Like, you know, he's like, there's probably some, there's probably a little bit extra inside you can pull out, you know?
Yeah. No, there is.
The same.
I feel like
I would
like
be the same.
What?
Oh, my God, it's so big. Yeah, well, that's a trick.
Well...
I mean, I literally got my dick enhanced because, I mean, why would you do that? Then you have to live with that guilt.
No, not at all. Because I'd be like, I did this for you, baby. No, you just can't do it. You can't do it. Like prior, if you're gonna do it, it's gotta be when you're already in a relationship and be like, I did this for you.
Yeah,
you gotta play that card.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a nice package.
Oh man! Oh no, I didn't play I didn't play that video for you last time. Yeah, dude. If I come to whenever we should go to Montana for a weekend, we'll bring all this shit.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
Be wild.
Yeah, man. Hopefully, I'll have a real couch by then. It'd be nice.
You can sit on the floor.
Yep.
I'm going to Dallas in March and New York in May. So like April, I could probably do like a weekend where I take like a. Like a Friday off, fly Thursday night or something. Something quick. I already have two
trips
planned.
Yeah, what was I saying? Like, if not the spring, then either like June or August.
Cause yeah, because like I said, I'd like to... Oh, that too. But I'd also like to do something that's... Wait, what day of the week is that concert? Do you know?
Oh, I'm coming back home in July. I'm going to stop home first, and then we'll both go together.
Because I don't know if I'll be able to take time off of that. But, I mean, if it's on like a weekend, then it'll be fine.
Oh, Al, you're going to have to drive us to St. Louis. Well, at least to Chicago.
What do you mean?
Because I don't have my car anymore, dude. I sold it.
Let's take the train. That'd be more fun.
Way more
the train
fun.
Go from Michigan to St. Louis?
No, because it's Chicago.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. I'm down.
Well, how are we going to get from Chicago to St. Louis? Why don't we just get
either
on a plane?
Either you or Moreno. Well, we got to pick up Moreno.
Why?
He's going too. He's the one that bought my ticket.
Yeah, so why doesn't he just meet us in St. Louis on a fucking plane?
I don't know. We go party in Chicago for a night or two.
That seems like a lot of work. That seems like extracurricular activities.
I like it because my girlfriend lives there. So
yeah, too.
I'm down.
Oh, little Benji Boy wants to come too. Oh, it's a trio. Man.
But we can. He has to buy a ticket to.
Three
he has to buy a ticket though. To
well, he just stay
to the Motley Crue concert. Oh yeah, true. But. That's in St. Louis.
Molly Crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm
4 hour drive.
Fuck. I really don't want to drive. I hate driving.
Oh, me too.
So fucking
I'll drive.
You take the train
I'll
to Chicago?
Drive
yep.
Dude, it's the bomb.
Yeah.
It's fucking
it's great.
Sick. You can get ripped on that thing.
Yep.
Eat like do they still serve the fucking like White Castle sleeves?
Probably.
Just like little
I didn't buy
sleeves?
Anything from the cafe, but
were they
I'm
not
sure
doing
they
it?
Do.
Were they not doing it because of COVID?
Tell you the last time I
no,
had, like,
the cafe's still open. I just didn't buy it.
Yeah, I fuck with the train. I used to take it to Chicago all the time. Way better.
When
than
was the
driving.
Last time you boys had White Castle?
When I had White Castle? I mean.
Yeah, the last time.
Within the last 2 months, probably.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that was probably the first time in years, though.
I bought a fucking White frozen White Castle.
Yeah, I think that's what I had. I was in England. I had one of those microwave fucking boxes.
Yeah, I mean, they're straight.
Yeah, they're so good.
Well, those are honestly kind of better than the regular shit because the regular shit's just like
sloshy.
It's just like a sloppy Joe.
Walky slosh.
Yeah, exactly. Damn, I need to put Fucko Boingo on the board.
Oh, my God.
You have to send me that video because I don't know where it's
Fucko
from.
Fucko Boingo.
Should I just look up Fucko Boingo?
You might be able to.
What is it from?
It's just... Some fucking stupid e-girl.
Fucko Boingo.
Have you guys ever watched the Eric Andre show?
Yep. No.
Well, that was images.
Yeah, it's that one. First one.
This one?
Anybody?
Nope, to the right. Yep.
That's the second one.
Oh, fucky wucky. Oopsie,
oopsie. Jesus Christ.
That is ear rape, dude. It says volume warning on it, too. Is there a normal one that's not insane like that?
Maybe that first one.
That's just like maybe. They're just images. That was a video. The rest of them are not.
Yeah.
Unless I can go to videos.
Whoopsie, whoopsie.
Fucko boingo. No, what the fuck?
Fuck.
Whoa. Dude, Ben is like fucking three or four two-hearteds in. He's struggling over here.
Yeah, I'm fucking trash.
Greasy.
I'm pooped, man.
You're struggling, huh?
Yeah. I'm fucking hammered.
I had one major wipeout today, dude, where I fucking...
Oh, you
I
went snowboarding, huh?
Yeah, I went snowboarding, and I, like, right towards the end, man, I think it was my last run down the mountain, and there was, like, this little part where you're going down, and then it kind of curves, and you go back the way you just came, kind of, and I like, flew through. I was flying, dude, and then it turns into, like, an edge where it drops off, and I get right up to the edge where everyone else was at, and I was like, dude, I was flying! I was falling there! And then they all went down, and then my board, like, caught something. I don't know what happened. But I smacked, like, my face, my stomach. I went, like, face first on the ground, dude. And it was, like, it wasn't a wipeout, dude. It was a wipeout. I hit the ground. I was like,
that's
and
what
I had to, like,
fear.
Catch my breath, dude. It, like, knocked the wind out of me. I was like, yeah, no, that's, I need a minute.
That's boarding, bud.
And I looked up expecting everyone to be like, oh my god, and they were all just gone.
Bring it on.
Oh, I'm on the wrong bit. Sorry, I was on the wrong one.
Yeah.
You are licking the car!
That'll do it.
That's stupid!
Alright, I can't fucking talk anymore.
You're bailing already?
Yep.
Wow. That was 45 minutes.
Yep. Is Benji boy wasted?
Oh, he's hammered, dude. Play with like 10 minutes, and I look over, and he's just yawning. I'm like, oh, this is not going to last.
Yep, can't do it.
Well, okay, then.
Go Canada. Good night, sleep tight. Don't let Joe Biden.
I'm going to go on Xbox, though.
Did you bring your bed? Xbox to your house?
Is that what you're doing?
Huh?
You're going to bed?
I'll play Xbox.
Is that... I feel like that's not real.
I'll... try.
Did you bring your box there, Al?
No, why would I?
Huh?
Oh, okay. I don't know.
That was a dumb question.
You said it like, I'm going to go play Xbox. Like you're just, you can just walk through the room and play Xbox.
I
don't know.
Like I was going to go home.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, oh. All right then. We'll try this again.
Yeah. Or who's the guy with the huge balls shit. That he has to carry in like a sack or something?
Well, everyone carries their balls in a sack, but...
literally.
No,
hammer.
Like a sack for a sack.
Yeah, no. Sack for sack.
Sack for sack.
Sack for sack.
I mean, what is this? I'll put a 45-minute episode on. I don't care.
Yeah, who cares? Not me.
And the title will just be like, Ben is hammered. Episode 2, Ben's hammered.
Ben's
we've filmed so many episode 2s and they keep failing, so I'm just doing this one. Getting number 2 curse out of the way and we'll go to 3. Or we should just not put 2 on, just call this 3, and everybody be like, where the fuck's 2? The classic pig prank.
Fuck a...
You get 3 pigs, you draw 1 and 3 on them. Or you get 2 pigs, you draw number 1 and number 3 on them, and then people are looking for number 2.
Oh, yeah.
The senior prank.
Why do they have to be pigs, though?
They don't.
Because they're harder to, like, grab and... whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, where are you going to put a beluga whale in a high school other than their pool? 2 of them? I'd be like, where's the 3rd one? Got out of water and ran away?
Oh, you know what would be good? It would be like bunny rabbits, dude. Like the odds of you catching a bunny rabbit?
Or a squirrel?
And there's 2. Yeah, and then there's 2 of them, and then they think there's a 3rd one running around. Like, where the fuck's this rabbit?
Yeah, you write number 1 on one of them, and you write number 3 on the other one. So everyone goes, where the fuck is the 2nd one?
Yeah.
And then they're just searching.
You gotta find them. You gotta be cooking.
All right. Well, I guess that's episode 2 then. Yep. I'm gonna let Ben go to bed.
Thank you.
Night, boo.
I mean, if you're not gonna get an Xbox, it's fine.
I'll try my best.
You can tell me no.
Probably not.
Okay.
I'll try my best. That's
you probably won't
no.
tell me no, or you're probably not going to play.
I'll say no, and if I get on, it'll be a pleasant surprise.
There you go. Yeah, that's I want that in my life more than I want yeah. the other way around.
Yep.
All right, well, sick.
All right. Good night.
All right, bye-bye. I'm going to hang
Audio.
Up right now.
Okay, bye-bye.